Okay, I'm Edwin Winsler, and I'm working at Purdue University with Philip Owens, and Zamira Labahova helped with this presentation as well. The idea we had was to use a traditional model that the soil survey used to model soil moisture and temperature regimes and to apply it to some climate change scenarios to see what kinds of taxonomic differences we might see in soils. Yeah, that noise. Okay, so the model we used for this is the Newhall simulation model, and we analyzed climate for three different scenarios for the contiguous U.S. We looked at current conditions and the year 2070 with low atmospheric forcing and 2070 with high atmospheric forcing to see how soils might change. The Newhall simulation model was originally designed and implemented in 1972, developed by Guy Smith and Franklin Newhall. The idea was to facilitate soil mapping by using atmospheric climate to infer certain things about soils. And soil taxonomy got built in part with, of course, soil moisture and temperature regimes developed through this model so that soils could be broken down in large geographic areas to kind of make sense of soil mapping tasks. The model was updated by Sharon Waltman in 2011 and her group at USDA, and we adapted it as a continuous geographic raster tool in a 2013 publication. You can see at the bottom of the screen the methodology for examining changes in soil climate geography through time. The Newhall model requires monthly precipitation, and the grid element kind of strategy for application of the Newhall requires that the model be run on continuously spaced grid points or rasters across the landscape. For kind of a continuous output of soil moisture and temperature predictions. So it requires 12 monthly precipitation inputs, 12 monthly air temperature inputs, available water capacity here, that's what this is taken from StatsGo 2, then elevation, longitude, and latitude. So the climate data, for the monthly time step geographically referenced grid cells for precipitation and temperature were taken from the worldclime.org database, and the particular data set we used was downscaled from the NASA Goddard Institute of Space Studies Global Climate Model E, and it was downscaled to 2.5 arc minutes. It's kind of... progeny is from the IPCC fifth assessment, and they use two different, they provide various radiative forcing predictions for that particular year from that global circulation model. And we'll just look at the lowest and highest. So the output we will see for these three soil, for these three scenarios includes soil temperature and moisture regimes. And it's, I guess, important to note that we're only talking about the suborder moisture regime at the suborder level. And looking into it, the aquic moisture regime is not classed at the suborder level, only at the series level. The aqua prefix in the series level refers to aquic conditions, not to an aquic moisture regime. So that's why aquic is not part of this. We also get, as output, moisture control section, annual days moist, days dry, etc. And all soil temperature estimates are at a monthly time step. So the results for the contiguous U.S. on the left at the top, you see current conditions. Thermic is the orange color there, and cryic is the very light blue. And then mesic is between, and a little bit of frigid as well. At the low radiative forcing estimate in 2070, you start to see frigid retreating northward and thermic moving northward as well. And a lot of the cryic in the Cordillera region, the mountainous region, is becoming mesic. And at the high radiative forcing estimate on the far right, you can see the disappearance of the cryic in the northern Minnesota area. Moisture regimes, as you move from current conditions to the climate change scenarios, you can see the ustic regime creeping to the east a bit in the center of the country, and a bit more of the xeric regime. So here's the results in a figure. Moisture regimes, the eutic is decreasing by about 10%, and the other moisture regimes that are represented are all increasing. Temperature regimes, the thermic is increasing quite a bit, and the cold temperature regimes, the cryic, frigid, and pergelic, are all decreasing, and the mesic is staying roughly the same. So I thought we could break this down and look at three different areas in the U.S. These are level 2 eco regions from U.S. EPA. The blue is the mixed wood shield. The brown is southeastern USA plains, and the yellow is the western Cordillera. About 27% of the contiguous U.S. is represented by these three regions. So the mixed wood shield, you see quite a dramatic change from landscape dominated by cryic to a landscape dominated by mesic. And you can see the frigid moving northward. In the low forcing estimate in the middle there, you can see the frigid has moved north into the region from further south, and in the high scenario, it is moving further north. In the southeastern USA plains, I guess the story is a slight decrease in the eutic and a bit more of an increase in the ustic areas. And when we look at temperature, we can see that the thermic regime is increasing maybe 20% or so, and mesic is decreasing. For this slide, the bar chart refers to the entire Cordillera area, not just the part that I've highlighted, the smaller area. And I guess what you can see is that the ustic and aridic moisture regimes are both becoming more prevalent, and the eutic is going down according to the model. With the temperature regimes, we see an increase in mesic, which is due to a decrease in the cryic. So the cryic is the dominant one in current conditions, and you can see in the two scenarios, you can see more mesic and some more frigid as well, as we go to the higher estimates for change. So I guess in conclusion, the model tells us that climate change is expected to drive changes in soil moisture and temperature in the contiguous U.S. Largest changes can be expected in cold regions becoming more mild, mountainous regions becoming more mild and drier, and warm regions moving more northerly in latitude.
Do we have any questions?
Two questions. I assume what you showed us for current is your current model.
Yes.
Did you compare that to the current BAFT soil temperature regimes? Because it looks quite a bit different, especially in the northern plains.
I didn't do that with this particular study, but the paper that we wrote last year has a detailed comparison between this current scenario and a map that was released in 1994 soil moisture regimes. And yeah.
Another question? All right, you're off the hook.
Okay.
Thank you very much.